on this day, 4th December 1920, internment shock in South. Ireland was clearly shocked and puzzled by last night's dramatic announcement in Dublin that internment camps may be reopened after the uncovering of a plot to kidnap and perhaps murder Irish ministers and leading citizens. Gardaí believed that the armed conspiracy also planned bank robberies, and the government's action was seen as an all-out attempt to stamp it out before it gets fully underway. The Taoiseach, Mr. Jack Lynch, said that information about the plot had been given to him by the Gardaí. "It is a grave situation," he said. Internment camps were being prepared. Discrimination alleged in civil service. An opposition MP last night accused the Stormont government of paying lip service to a promised reform programme while practising blatant discrimination in the allocation of jobs at the top. And in a demand for reform, Tom Gormley, independent, is submitting a motion for debate in the House of Commons calling for an impartial inquiry into the recruitment for the Stormont Civil Service. Mr. Gormley will have the support of other opposition MPs. Mr. Gormley called for a full inquiry. The Ministry of Agriculture, for example, advertise quite frequently for staff, and the unsuspecting minority public are not aware that it is useless for them to write or to be recommended. Angrily, he declared, "We are entitled to our fair share of the cake. We pay our way. We pay our rates and taxes." B-men did not report fatal firing. The Scarman Tribunal was told at Armagh that none of the 14 B specials who fired their weapons into the air to disperse a Catholic crowd in the city on August 14, 1969, had reported the fact to the police. Mr. J.P. Higgins, QC, told the tribunal that Mr. John Gallagher was shot dead on Cathedral Road that night and two others wounded. The Tynan platoon of B specials had gone to the area that night. Three members fired 7 revolver shots in the air. 9 fired 16 rounds from their .303 rifles in the air, and one man, armed with a Sterling submachine gun, claimed that he had accidentally fired a shot into the ground. And finally, another member said he stuck his rifle out of the window of a car and fired a shot in the air to disperse the Catholics. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note: many forget that the first threat to use internment came from the Irish government as a result of a threat from Saoire Éire, a Republican splinter group. Meanwhile, the lethal actions of the unaccountable Tynan B specials in 1969 competed for news space with fresh allegations of discrimination in government employment.